This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The boost in security around Donald Trump is apparent at the U.S. Republican National Convention this week, days after the attempt on Trump's life, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A column of Secret Service agents kept him away from the crowd. No handshakes or hellos. His campaign is not talking about the security boost or how that might impact his interactions going forward. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, whose agency oversees the Secret Service, did not offer details earlier this week, but as law enforcement officials warn of the potential for more political violence.
Adjustments have been made to the former president's detail, to the current president's detail, as well as to the vice president's detail.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris addressed publicly for the first time the recent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, condemning the act as heinous, horrible, and cowardly, echoing President Joe Biden's call for unity during the political campaigns.
Violence is never acceptable. There can be no equivocation about that.
Harris expressed relief Trump was not seriously injured and extended her thoughts and prayers to Trump's family and the family of a rally attendant who died shielding his family from the shooting. A Florida man has been arrested for making threats against U.S. President Joe Biden. Jason Patrick Alde, 39, was arrested on Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Florida said. Alde of Quincy, Florida, allegedly, quote, engaged in sending threatening communications, making threats against President Joe Biden and other federal officials, the office said in an announcement on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Kenyan police said late on Wednesday no demonstrations would be permitted in the center of the capital, Nairobi, following deadly anti-government protests. The country has seen initially peaceful rallies sparked by now-abandoned tax hikes, which turned into violence that has left scores dead, according to a state-funded rights group. President William Ruto has scrambled to calm the situation, scrapping the proposed finance bill containing the tax increases, dismissing his cabinet, and promising government cuts. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was slammed for his United States trip amid stalled hostage talks, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faced heated opposition in the Knesset on Wednesday. He was repeatedly interrupted and challenged for his management of Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza and over stalled talks aimed at freeing Israelis held hostage by the Palestinian militant group. Netanyahu defended the military's accomplishments, saying he'd defied international pressure to back down before accomplishing his objectives. Prime Minister faces widespread criticism for security failings ahead of Hamas's surprise attack on October 7th when gunmen from Gaza rampaged through Israeli towns, killing 1,200 and taking more than 250 hostages, according to Israeli tallies. Israel's devastating retaliation has killed more than 38,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza health officials.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israeli authorities on Wednesday released more than a dozen detained Palestinians, some of showed signs of torture, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Palestinian Red Crescent Society says that the Israeli authorities have released 13 Palestinians who've been detained for several weeks, picking them up from a checkpoint in the Gaza Strip and onto the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Bala. The group included a woman and a man with vision problems. Zakaria Abu al-Aish said he was detained 55 days ago in the Jabalia refugee camp in North Gaza. I was handcuffed, blindfolded, deprived from sleeping. No rest. Even the food they brought us was for animals. If you eat or not, no one cares. They dealt with us as if we weren't humans, but numbers. One released prisoner shows the AP marks of torture on his body. I'm Charles Villanueva.
A senior U.S. military official said on Wednesday the problem-plagued mission to bring desperately needed aid into Gaza via a temporary pier has ended, with delivery shifting to an Israeli port. U.S. President Joe Biden has expressed disappointment in the performance of the pier, which has repeatedly broken free of the shore because of bad weather since its initial installation in mid-May, limiting the time it has been operational. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.